Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, of course, last night, President Donald Trump delivers his State of the Union address, and quite an emotional situation during the speech, beginning with the president not shaking Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House's hand, and then Nancy Pelosi ripping up a copy of the speech at the end.
Women dressed in white in the Congress to solidify the feminist vote in America, and good for them. The president having a raucous chorus from the Republican side of the House. His numbers are going up. A lot of people are dispirited, and the Democrats continue to practice fratricide. We can go into that in a second, but I just want to say, since the president doesn't tell the truth, I mean, we know that yelling about socialism and health care is a falsehood. The guy is trying in the courts to destroy Obamacare and pre-existing conditions, and yet he says exactly the opposite. So we're looking at a very calculated move on the part of the president to split the independent voters and the Democrats. Let me just say, the governor of Michigan, who I had never heard of before, to be perfectly honest with you, gave an extraordinarily good speech. We'll see whether it made any difference whatsoever.
What about Trump during the speech giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh?
Well, predictable. Rush Limbaugh, as you probably know, has announced he has lung cancer. He is listened to by many, many Americans. It's his base, the president's base, and we all know with this president is the key to his reelection, he thinks, is his base. He doesn't care or doesn't seem to care about anybody else besides that base. And having his wife put the Medal of Freedom on Rush Limbaugh in the State of the Union address was just one more example of playing to that base.
He also seemed to reach out to African Americans during the speech.
He did.
With the Tuskegee Airmen and then, of course, the fourth grader and the scholarship.
Well, that's right, David. You know, it's just absurd, but he does it. And there will be some who say, okay, he means it. Now, if he can get just a few percentage of the black vote, it doesn't have to be everybody, it will make a difference towards his reelection.
Now, today, you have the vote, which will undoubtedly acquit the president.
Oh, that's right. Well, we knew that going in. The risk here from the very beginning for the Democrats was that he would survive and he would beat his chest and say, see, this is proof I didn't do anything. The Democratic response is, you were impeached. It'll go down in history that you were impeached. Unfortunately for the Democrats, his numbers seem to be going up. And that is exactly what so many people warned about, and I think Nancy Pelosi was concerned about as the impeachment process began. But the Democrats were absolutely adamant that he had to be impeached.
You referred to this fratricide on the Democratic side in the Iowa caucuses, and that debacle we now see with 71%, according to the Washington Post, now reporting in Iowa that Pete Buttigieg is in the lead with 26.8%, followed by Sanders, Warren, and then Biden.
Well, you know, it's like that Electoral College thing. You can get the popular vote, which, by the way, Sanders did, or you can get the delegate vote based on the various counties and the way in which the state is split up. Buttigieg won that vote, no question. Sanders, on the other hand, got a lot of votes, popular votes. So it is a white state, there's no question about it. Now they go to New Hampshire, another place where diversity is not exactly the byword. And then off to the major states where Joe Biden thinks he's going to win. Unclear to me that he will. Big Mo is certainly not on his side, nor has he shown an awful lot of verve in getting votes from Americans. Sanders is a dream for Trump. Clear that that's what they want. He signaled it when he said, as I've just said, when he said, we're not going to turn American medicine into a socialist model. So the Democrats are really pulling at each other and creating a certain amount of chaos.
Are you suggesting that the Democrats might defeat themselves in November?
I don't think that what they're doing is helping them, that's for sure. It's too bad that there isn't a strong candidate who will appeal to the middle. I happen to be one who believes that Mike Bloomberg will, but I understand how many people are passionately for Bernie Sanders, who is, after all, not a Democrat.
One thing that just doesn't get mentioned in the State of the Union and will be having quite an impact, climate change.
Well, as the oceans get warmer, as the sea levels rise and as the pollution continues in some places to be unabated, you feel that this climate change is everything in terms of the future of this country and of this world. Let's face it. If we don't have a climate, the consequences could be just as severe in killing people as nuclear war. Believe me, if the world dies little by little, it's going to be because of climate change. We know that.
Well, we know that a great radio station can die very easily without support from its listeners. Thank goodness we have such wonderful listeners to WAMC, our family, that is always there for us. But you never know. 704,000, Alan. We breached the $700,000 mark on our way to 800,000 before next Monday at 6 a.m.
David, we have to get to 800,000. If we get to 800,000, we'll have a one-day fund drive. Right now, people know why this radio station is so important to them, more than ever. You know what? There can be a lot of lying in politics, but you're not going to get lying on WAMC. You get it straight. And I know how many people depend on this radio station now more than ever. Now more than ever. Things may not look good in this country, but you got to stick with what you got that is helpful and good and gives you hope. And WAMC is just that. 1-800-323-9262 after 9 o'clock, please. But right now, go to WAMC.org. Cast your ballot now. It's the best thing you could possibly do.